The Catholic Bishops' Conference says their decision to caution political parties not to declare election results ahead of the EC is to prevent any form of tension during election day. The bishops note that election results declaration must be left to only the Electoral Commission. Speaking on Behind the News, the Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Accra, Reverend Gabriel Charles Palmabaco, says Ghanaians must not see a repeat of what happened in the 2012 election with regards to election results declaration.
We've had experience in this country. In the most recent elections that we had, that's 2012, where because of announcements that were made by unauthorized sections of the society, it created a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension. And when whatever was announced seemed to have contradicted what was coming from the officially constitutionally mandated body, it only ended up creating a little bit more or heightening the tension in the country. That is why. So we've had, 2012 experience that has made us call this time that we respect the rule of law and allow the body that is mandated by the Constitution to be the one to give the official announcement.
But are you considering engaging the political parties to discuss these issues of declaring election results ahead of the EC?
I would say that that should be necessary, why not? We just finished our plenary assembly in Tamale, and every bishop is going back to his diocese or archdiocese. And it is our work normally to take on our Catholic politicians, our church members who belong to various political parties or who are, people who are interested in what is happening. And we would continue with education we've been doing in the past 6 elections, And if the need should be to meet political party leadership, why not? We will consider that as a possibility. So by or induced with money to do that which is a misuse of his or her right.
You just heard the Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Accra, Reverend Gabriel Palmabaco. Following that, the NDC says it will not declare any results ahead of the EC. The Director of Elections of the NDC, Samuel Fuswampufu, said though the NDC has a software for collating results, it has mechanisms to ensure that the results are not put out before the EC declares them.
Well, I think that is the right thing to do, because the Electoral Commission, as we all know, is a body mandated to regulate the election and by extension to declare the final result. So what the Catholic bishops are saying is what ought to be the case. And I do not think that any other political party or any other body should take that legal mandate from the Electoral Commission.
But we know the parties also collate their own results, but how do you manage the results and not let it out ahead of the Electoral Commission?
In the first place, results are announced by the Electoral Commission at polling stations. That is where elections are won. And by the time you leave that electoral polling station, results are already known. What we do is to collate the various results from the electoral, from the various polling stations, and then, compare it with what the Electoral Commission does. The NDC, over the years, we've developed a system, and our systems are such that we're always ahead of the Electoral Commission. We always get our results, some hours before the Electoral Commission of final results comes out. And we do that in order to assure ourselves that when the final results is declared, compare it. We have to be at the collation center, especially for the parliamentary elections. We have to be at the collation center to assist in collating the results. So what we do is that we put these results together. We have a system, a mechanism, software that assists us in arriving at the total as quickly as possible.
Director of Elections of the NDC, Samuel Ofosu-Ambofo. The MPP also pledged not to go ahead of the EC to declare any results. A member of the MPP communication team, Ibrahim Ajay, explained what the MPP will do on election day with regards to collation of results.
Sure. I mean, what the MPP are doing, in fact, is working in accordance with the laws. We're making sure that when it comes to the declaration, it will be done by the Electoral Commission. But we are indeed in a democracy, and right now the dynamics have changed. The procedure right now is this. On December 7th, 2016, when the elections are actually held, the results will be, in fact, pasted onto the polling station wall, and then a copy of that will also be taken to the coalition center. So what we are, in fact, are doing is that we're telling all Ghanaians, of course, NPP supporters, to use their mobile phones to do two things. The first is to make sure that they video or take a picture of the polling station results. The reason being that on December 7th, there will be a judge at all the districts, 216 districts, so that if, for example, they call a different result at the coalition center and you have that result, the original one, on your mobile phone, you can present it to the judge that is sanctioned by the Electoral Commission and have that result overturned. So now we are having transparency, because what has happened in the past is that you win at the polling station, but that pin sheet gets swapped along the way from the polling station to the coalition center. So to avoid that, we are telling Ghanaians that the power is with us. You can actually take a photo of the polling station result and present it as evidence.
Ibrahim Ajay is a member of the MPP communication team.